This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm the senior guest host in today for Bradley Dean. And again, I want to thank Bradley Dean for giving me his mic. I do appreciate the time he gives me with his audience. You know, I before I get into the whole, what we're going to talk about on the show and the whole nine yards, I'd like to take a few minutes to reflect, as many others are doing today. But I want you to hear it as it happened.
From the NBC newsroom in New York, President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air. I'll repeat that. President Roosevelt says that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii from the air.
We will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletin. Stay tuned to this station.
The Jell-O program brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. The entire regular personnel of the sheriff and police office has been placed on a two-platoon basis with 12-hour shift. All auxiliary personnel has been directed to stand by for emergency service instructions. The regular county defense program is functioning in an orderly manner, and citizens are urged to remain calm and avoid all unnecessary confusion because of hysteria. Citizen volunteers are asked to go quietly to their nearest police or fire stations and offer their services if they wish to help. There is no immediate cause for alarm, and coolness will accomplish more than anything else.
We return you now to Hollywood.
Think about the Americans that morning, just trying to figure out what's going on. Getting bits and pieces, because they weren't getting all the information at once. Seriously. And as the news came in, they had to try to keep up with it. And you're going about your business of the day. You know, I want to play this whole thing, because I want you guys to hear it. Yeah, you know what, I'm going to let it go. You guys have got to hear this. Can you imagine? Remember 9/11, where you were at? What you were thinking, what you were doing? Oh, come on, seriously. Do you remember being, thinking, okay, this, and by radio, it's even tougher, because you can't really see what's going on. So you're having to believe the announcer. You're having to try to figure out, you know, what is happening out there. I'm hearing this, but I don't know if I believe what I'm hearing. You know? Let's see.
Tomorrow, when you visit your grocers, look.
On December 7, 1941, the Japanese military launched a surprise attack on the United States naval base at Pearl Harbor. Now, there's a whole bunch of speculation as to when we knew what was going on and how it was going down and that kind of thing. But all I know that morning, I mean, these guys, it was a Sunday morning. I mean, think about what was taking place. It was a Sunday morning. You know, men and women were just kind of relaxing, enjoying the day, enjoying the morning. A lot weren't even up out of bed yet. Now, on that day, casualties at Pearl Harbor. You ready for this? We get all crazy with 9/11 and what have you. And my fear is, you know, we're 75 years after this, and we've kind of gotten lax in this country about what we need to do. to keep ourselves safe. But we don't really see a need to keep, you know, hey, it's the modern era. So 2,000 Navy personnel were killed, 218 Army men, or Army personnel, excuse me, 109 Marines, 68 civilians, 2,400 total died that day. Okay. Another 1,100 were wounded. Right? 700 Navy, 364 Army, 69 Marines, and 35 civilians. As far as our aircraft goes, the Navy lost 31 aircraft. The Army Air Corps lost 128. And those were just that were damaged, totally destroyed. We had 92 on the Navy side, 77 on the Army side. You talk about being just devastated, right? Talk about not being able to get your ships out. I mean, the ships were there, and people have many reasons as to why they think the ships were all in at the same time. Right, so damaged ships, 6 battleships, 3 cruisers, 3 destroyers, 4 auxiliaries, totally destroyed with 2 battleships. Think of all the men and women, though, that lost their lives. Not even in battle. Technically, we weren't even at war with the Japanese. They really hadn't declared war on us yet. The Japanese lost 29 aircraft, 5 midget submarines in the attack. 1 Japanese soldier was taken prisoner, 129 Japanese soldiers were killed. I want you to think about the day. Think about those families today. Mothers and fathers, servicemen, women that never made it home, whose nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, sons, daughters never got to see dad or mom again. So we can't let these days go by. Look, I'm not talking about not forgiving, because we're supposed to forgive. But you can't let these days go by and just let this stuff slip away and never remember again. It's not right. It's just not right. So, you know, our prayers and our hearts go out to those that have suffered a loss then. And it shouldn't be like, oh, Joe, you know, that was 75 years ago. That was so long ago. What's the big whoop? Well, the big whoop is human life was lost. America, and we keep getting in these lull points in this country where it'll never happen to us again. Well, guess what? That's not true. It did. It happened on 9/11. And don't take this political stance that you can't say, oh, no, don't say it was the Japanese. It wasn't the Japanese people that bombed us. Well, no, it was the Japanese government. You want to call some obscure government who claimed to represent the Japanese people? It's just like right now that's going on with the Muslims attacks on us, on our people, on our way of life. Can you say it's some obscure religion that doesn't really represent, even though they say they represent? No, you can't. You can't separate that anymore than you Christians can separate. When a Christian goes to blow up a Planned Parenthood facility, shoot it up, blow it up, or what have you. Now, the man may claim to be a Christian, but I don't know that God. And we do come out in force and say, we don't know that God. We don't know what they're doing. I'd like to see the quote-unquote moderate Muslims do the same thing. Come out and tell me that's not your God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. All right, you know, a little down there to start with, but we're not. David Fisher's going to join us after the break. We're going to talk about your money. We're going to talk about how you create an inheritance for your children and your children's children after the break. I'm Joe Messina, filling in for Bradley Dean here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today, filling in for Bradley Dean, and always appreciate that Bradley gives me his microphone, allows me to speak to his people. I don't mean his, you know what I mean, his audience. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, if you like what you're hearing today, and I'm sorry for the downer in the first segment, but I do not want you to forget what not just our founding fathers, but the people that have given their lives and given service to this country so you can have that job you have, live in that house, be the person you are today, our men and women who gave their lives, and not just in Hawaii, not just at Pearl Harbor, but all over the world for everybody to experience freedom. So, again, go back and get the first segment. If you missed it, you do want to hear it. If you've tuned in to hear Bradley and you're kind of disappointed, give me a chance. Don't go away yet. You can always hop up to the website, the sonsoflibertyradio.com. You find out more about Bradley there. Pick up some of his classic podcasts. If you like what you hear from me, I also do a daily show, as Bradley does here on GCN Live. It's therealside.com to find out more about me, stations, times, and all that other fun stuff. I've asked David Fisher to join me. He is the CEO of Liberty Landmark Capital. I'm stuck on the Liberty thing, people. Landmark Capital. But he believes in Liberty, too, just like we do. And David is also, I believe, loves the Lord, loves God. And even though he deals with money, that terrible money thing, he definitely does it for the betterment of other people as well. David, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on not just your show, but Bradley Dean's. And, money's not terrible. It's the love of money that's terrible.
And people keep forgetting that. And some people are afraid. They're fearful that if they start to build up wealth or they start to build up some money, that they're going to turn away from God. I always tell them, look, that's your choice. God's not going to tell you to build up or put an inheritance aside for your children and your children's children if he didn't want you to have some money. So if you decide to turn on God and worship that money, that's on you, not on him. But he does want us to save, have some money set aside for our kids and our kids' kids, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And if you look at a person in the Bible, his name is Joseph of Arimathea. He was a secret follower of Christ. And he was a very well-to-do businessman, and he was the actual one that took care of the body of Christ and bought some very expensive incense and myrrh and oil to take care of the body of Christ. And so obviously money takes a major role in the body of Christ, the church today.
Well, Jesus didn't move around for free. I tell people, you know, it wasn't like people went, oh, you're Jesus, good. Okay, you can have this mule, you can have this meal, you can have... They had to pay for things. They had to pay for food. They had to pay for places to stay. So, you know, we're stuck in the world's way, and we've got to deal with that. And people just need to get over it, right?
You know, every time I've gone fishing, which has been a few times, I've never found a coin in a fish's mouth yet.
Oh, God. That's right. I forgot about that. So, you know, let's talk a little bit what's going on in the world, because first of all, we're not of the world, but we got to deal with the world. And you know, you're watching what's happening in the markets are actually around the globe. You saw what recently just took place in Italy. Are we deglobalizing? I mean, are we finding ourselves now all across the world deciding that, okay, you know, we want to take care of our own, we want our own economies and what have you?
Well, I think this is a big trend that I'm even writing a newsletter about that will be out next week. And I think, yes, this is going to be the biggest change we will see the next 4 to 8 years or decade in our country and the world. It's something that Trump is obviously contributing to, but it's something that is Trump's not just leading the charge in, but definitely deglobalization is going to be a major thrust in our society economically and in our country financially.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm watching what's happening. I'm not the financial guru and or wizard. Also, we've had, what did you say, 18 or 19 days of record setting on the stock market. Is this a trend in America whenever we have a new president? Is this something different? Give me your insight on it.
A little bit is the trend, but this is a more pronounced or larger scale movement than most presidents have ever experienced. I think it comes down to it because President Obama is not a businessman, obviously, and Trump is. And so this is kind of, and businesses like Trump, and therefore stocks operate on a business, and therefore the market is moving very, very nice. And what he wants to do with lowering taxes, the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 15%, if he gets that through, that will definitely help businesses. So, you know, it's like what the perception of what the president will be is what's happening and driving this market.
You know,
but that's still yet to be determined.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and in all of that, you know, at one point in time, we talked a little bit about deglobalization, but you know, from a business standpoint, some might feel that globalization is good because it creates a world market for them. It creates a level playing field. But it never did for us. Even though some countries moved towards globalization, we were always the one that took a beating on it. And who thought globalization was good?
Well, a lot of foreigners. I mean, China loves globalization. We buy a lot of their products, and we're interconnected. And so as a result of NAFTA and other agreements, countries like Mexico and Canada and China and a lot of foreign countries in Asia and even European countries are benefiting from this whole globalization process, which is, you know, simply put, an interaction and integration of companies and people and governments from different nations that is bringing financial security and economic development and prosperity. But it doesn't work. It's not a one shoe that fits all. This can work against us. You know, obviously NAFTA was not a good thing that the Clintons, President Clinton passed. And so I think we obviously do have a global society. Otherwise, what happened in the financial crisis of 2008, it wouldn't have only affected America, but it happened in the whole world. But I think we're in the process of decoupling with what happened here with Brexit. Britain exiting the euro is saying they don't want to be a part of a big conglomeracy of one union that controls 19 to 21 countries.
So you know that this weekend that the Italians are kind of moving towards also. I see this moving as them getting away from the EU. You think that's a start of the rest of the EU starting to break up a bit? And how will that change the markets? How will that affect the markets as a whole, do you think?
Well, I talked on national radio a lot about what happened as the Italian referendum failed, a 60-40% vote, which is basically saying what they were wanting to do is change their constitution where they would stop having gridlock. So it sounds good in theory, and that's usually how these things are presented by politicians to their citizens. But the reality is it would have made the government so much stronger over citizens and would have tied Italy so much more stronger into the EU. The citizens voted no, and they don't want they're moving towards the Brits exiting the euro.
Yep.
And in May, we're going to have the French vote. If the French vote towards this, we might see an actual breakup, and I think we're going to see a downturn or even a breakup of the European Union, because they're in a slow motion collapse while America is rapidly moving to become the king of the hill.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, it's amazing it took them this long to figure it out. I see the Brits as starting the movement. I see President Trump, or soon to be President Trump, as part of the wave of that movement, and I can see that moving all across the world, and I'm really curious to see how that's going to play out and how that's going to affect / hurt us or benefit us in the long haul. Again, I guess some of it's wait to be seen, right?
Well, Trump is definitely making moves towards globalization of America. He campaigned on making America great. He said, America's not been first. I'm going to make America first. That is deglobalization all the way. He says he's going to build this wall in Mexico and our southern border there. That's deglobalization. He says he's going to undo NAFTA and renegotiate our trade deals. That's totally deglobalization. So those all sound good, and yes, those are some things that probably need to be done at some levels. I concur and fully support that. But there are going to be some very severe negatives that will come with this. Just like they say, there's a two-edged sword. There's certainly that with deglobalization.
Sure. Sure. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about nationalization. And people are, some groups are saying, he's a nationalist. He's trying to nationalize the company. And they're trying to tie that into Nazism, the national group, back in Germany in the day. It is not the same thing. By any stretch of the imagination. So I want to go down that road and talk a little bit about what Trump is trying to do with us here. And then I want to talk about the Fed. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat trying to figure out whether they want to raise the rates or if they're going to raise the rates or not. We got to go to a commercial break. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host today here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. David Fisher joins me. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Hopefully you are back. I'm back. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today. Always appreciate the time that Bradley gives me with his audience, and I do appreciate Bradley for what he does for the cause. So you've got, for those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, you know he's a great fighter, and he does uphold God's law, and he upholds God's word, which is we need more and more people like that out there. I am your guest host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to check out my show, you like what you're hearing today, you can check it out at therealside.com. That's therealside.com for stations and times. We're also right here on GCN Live daily as well. I want to bring my guest back on. David Fisher joins me. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, thanks again for being with me today. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure. I always been not only on your program, but also been on Bradley Dean's program several times.
So we were talking about nationalization, and everybody talks about this like it's a bad word or what have you. And I've been approaching it on my show and here today from a standpoint of, you know, you got to be able to pay for your own electric bill before you can pay for somebody else's. You got to be able to feed yourself before you can feed somebody else. And America needs to get back on its feet. You know, economically, get its people back to work, and if that's called a nationalization, I guess I'm okay with nationalization, but there are some drawbacks to deglobalization, which is exactly what nationalization does. It takes us away from the rest of the globe and interacting with the rest of the globe in a lot of ways, correct?
Yeah, and I think, you know, some people are having this problem with this nationalization, and Trump is, you know, when you've been brainwashed or fed so much about socialism, you know, and like Hillary, she campaigned on, I'm going to get your college tuition paid for. That's socialism. And so they get told this, and she's on the coattails of President Obama, and, you know, and he wanted to create this whole healthcare system that was socialism that doesn't work, obviously. So when people get brought back to the where the pendulum is more towards the norm of what America stands for, you know, it kind of doesn't sit well with them that they got to wake up, get up, go to work, and make a living and support themselves and not rely on a country based upon a socialistic belief. So I think, you know, people need to understand, embrace President-elect Trump. He's going to make America great. There's going to be some bumps and challenges in doing that, and everything's not going to be perfect, just it wasn't the last 8 years, but it's probably going to stimulate the economy and bring jobs back to our country.
Yeah, and again, when it comes to deglobalization, my conservative friends, now you've watched the economy for a while, my conservative friends are getting on my case saying, look, Joe, it's not true capitalism if you're going to put high tariffs on other companies for bringing stuff back into the country. And I said, no, actually it is. It has to be a level playing field. True capitalism survives in a level playing field. And if they could take the stuff out of the country and they don't have to deal with the EPA and they don't have to deal in California with the AQMD and they don't have to deal with all these regulations and unions, it's a whole different animal. Mexico can sell the products at, you know, 60 or it costs them 60% less to put the product together. You cannot compete with that, correct?
No, you can't compete with it, but if they do put tariffs on incoming products, then one of two things might happen is those countries that we've been buying our products from, when we start backing away from not buying near as much, they might get a little bit more competitive in their pricing of the structuring of the products.
David, some of the questions I get when we're talking, and I keep forgetting to ask you, things like what exactly is inflation? You know, we talk about inflation, we talk about deflation, and some people are afraid to say, I don't even know what that means. So explain that, if you would, to the listeners.
Inflation is when products are going up, the cost of products are inflating. Like, think of a balloon. We're going to blow it up. You're going to inflate it. Deflation is you're letting the air out. That product is coming down. We had a deflationary environment in 2008 in stocks and in real estate. We had inflationary environment during that same period of time in gold. It went up 72% the next year, while stocks went down 45%-ish, and so did real estate. So you can have inflation and deflation in different products at the same time. That's why it's really important to not have all your money in one asset class.
So over the last year, though, and you and I have talked about this a little bit before, I've had people tell me, you know, Joe, I'm not so much into the gold and silver kind of thing because my stocks are doing well. I'm making money. They've gone up over the last year. And I don't really want to, you know, I don't want to take any chances. What would you say to somebody who actually believes that the market is doing or has done very well this year?
I say great for them. I'm glad that they benefited from a rising environment in stocks. But stocks have averaged over a 50-year cycle 7% on an average. Gold has moved up 300% in the last 15 years, which is much more an average than 7% when you look over the year per date. So what is causing that is a high debt structure. So it's imperative to understand, until we have our debt under control, and now that we're going to move towards inflation, raising of rates, that is historically not very good for stocks, very good for gold. So we have a couple components now coming to the market here that causes gold to go up. And that's why scripture says a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. Diversification is always a key proponent in a well secure portfolio, and you don't get hurt by diversifying. Not all asset classes go up the same every single time. And if we have a pullback in the stock market, like it does typically every 8 years, and 2008 was the last time, we're there again. 2001 was the time before that. That was a 7-year period of time. We're in the midst of a correctionary time of a stock market. I don't think people want to go through another 40 or 30% downturn, and that's why you diversify.
Well, you know, and that goes back to what we opened the show with, or opened up your segments with, which was, you know, the Bible tells us that we believe in inheritance for our kids, we believe an inheritance for our children's children. I know, you know, that, and don't get all caught up in the money, people, because it's not just money. Inheritance has to do with other things as well. You know, what are you leaving for your children? What kind of legacy are you leaving for them? How are they going to remember you, your family, and your family's name? So, but to come back to the finances of the issue, that doesn't mean you've got couples today that maybe just starting out. You've got couples that are you know, midway through their careers and what have you. Give us some insight as to how these couples lay up an inheritance for their children and their children's children.
Well, you know, there's different forms of, quote, inheritance, if you want to use that term loosely. And, you know, you can pass down knowledge, you can pass down experience, you can pass down wealth. And I think, you know, when you talk about the inheritance, that's a more of a financial term rather than anything. And, you know, I have a lot of clients that pass down wealth through precious metals because it doesn't go through probate. There's no Social Security number tied to it. So wealth is handed down privately. Not that any person is doing anything wrong or anything illegal. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. We don't operate that way at our company, and neither does the industry. But, you know, there's very few asset classes. You can't do that in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or retirements, even in an inherited IRA. There's still reporting requirements that you have to go through, which can create taxable events. So a lot of people pass down wealth in different ways. It's not a one shoe that fits all. It's something that you need to be properly diversified and pass down wealth in multiple ways, because the person that's going to inherit this is going to remember you for you, but also thank you for the wealth. And if you pass down a depressed market, they're going to have to maybe wonder how long will it take for that market to go back up. So not all markets perform at a different levels, at the same level. This is why you pass down a wide variety of wealth, different asset classes.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of people starting out, a lot of younger people that really don't even know where to get started. I wish somebody had given me, I am 57 years old and not, I'll just say, not where I probably should be. We'll love to have this information in my early 20s, you know, and because you're working your buns off, you're making money hand over fist. You think this is going to go on for 110 more years. And I think that people don't realize that you could start then. You could start very early in your life starting to put this money away or putting away some assets and what have you. Right? Correct?
When you start young and putting away your money, it has the ability to grow because time is now on your side. When you start putting away money in your 40s or 50s, time is working against you, and that's where people make big financial decisions that could be challenging. So there's the multiplier effect that happens when you put money away at an early age, and that's why I always encourage people to get started. You know, when do you start to buy a house? As soon as you start making money. That's when you start to invest in stocks. As soon as you start to make money. When you start to buy gold, as soon as you start making money. Get a plan, implement, and start being a saver. Because when interest rates start going up, people who are in debt, this is going to affect them.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the other side of the break, let's talk about the if the coming bail-in is still an option and an opportunity, because I know that's tied to Dodd-Frank, and I know that some talk about repealing, reforming, working with Dodd-Frank, and we'll see what happens with that. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's if you want to learn more about Bradley Dean, maybe this is the first time you're tuning in and you went, oh, hey, where's Bradley? Well, you can catch Bradley here tomorrow. But if you want to learn more about him today, head over to the Sons of Liberty Radio. That's the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley's got his classic podcasts up there. He's got a lot of good information up there about the show, about himself. Got some great writers up there. If you like what you've heard from me, if you like what you've heard from me on the show today and you think, hey, you know what, maybe I'll give this guy a try too, head over to my website. That's therealside.com, where you can you get more information about me, get the classic podcasts, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Welcome back. Hopefully you are back. I am Joe Messina, your guest host, and today for Bradley Dean, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, and I do appreciate your time with me, and I do appreciate Bradley giving me his microphone every time he gives me the opportunity. I love his audience. I love your feedback. If you want to send me an email, you agree, you disagree, you like what I'm doing, you don't like what I'm doing, I got thick skin, so I'm good with this, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, my new book out, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, just hit a couple of weeks ago. It hit the, top, I don't know what they call it, one of the number one books in the Kindle section of Amazon, so I'm appreciative for that as well. The title is there to get you intrigued. The title is there to get you to at least crack the book open and take a look at it. It's the same conversations that we're all having in our houses, but afraid to have outside of the house. You need to have some ammunition. You need to have some info as to how to deal with it with people, because we're not going to fix these things. We're not going to fix these social issues. We can't even talk about them unless, you know, you're open and you're willing to have that conversation. I'm hoping that's partly what this book will do for you. I've asked David Fisher to join me today. David is the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always appreciate the time with him. I learn so much when he's with me. And, David, again, thanks for being with me today.
So my question, you're very welcome, Joe. Are you going to go on a book signing tour and become a world-famous, well-known celebrity?
Yeah, as soon as I sell my fourth book, I'll probably have enough money to... it is an interesting business, but I'm very much appreciating all the kind words from people up on the Amazon reviews. And, yeah, it was an interesting process, David. But I'll tell you what, nobody gets rich off of books. That I will tell you, I'm sure. So anyway, hey, I want to get back to, you know, we were talking about, again, a great explanation, by the way, on the young money, on how people, as you're young, you've got time on your side and you can start to squirrel away some dollars then so you can have it later on. We were talking during the break, though. I looked up and I saw that the market again was up 280 some odd points. And you said this, we can't maintain this. This is not going to be something that's going to continue on. Quick explanation, then I want to talk about physical metals.
Well, it's all obviously happened since Trump became Trump-elect. And the market, if you amortize this out and stretch these 20 days into a full year, the market would be up 60%. That would put the Dow at the end of 2017 at 29,000 points. It's just not going to happen. You know, the Dow's at 19,000.
Right.
Or short thereof.
Yep.
So, or 19,520 is where it's at right now. So this would add 10,000 points to the Dow if it kept at this record pace. This is not going to happen. My simply put, enjoy the run while it's lasting, because no runs last forever. They will correct, and we're past the timeline of an 8-year period of a correction.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to correct real soon, but they're going to correct in the near future.
Yeah. I want people aware of that, you know, like my aunt used to say, if it's too good to be true, watch out, kind of thing. So, now we talked a little bit about we've talked plenty of times about the coming bail-in, and you can explain to people what a bail-in is in a second. And it's tied to the Dodd-Frank Act, and I'm hearing, or there's some grumbling, that Trump may reverse that, gut it, tweak it, or do something with it. So explain what a bail-in is, how it ties to the Dodd-Frank Act, and what we have to worry about.
Well, bail-in, to understand a bail-in, you have to understand we bailed out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, General Motors, and AIG. We went to their rescue. They couldn't survive. They were going to collapse. Our government gave them money, and they paid with the country back over time. That's a bailout. A bail-in is opposite of that, when no entity comes to the rescue. No country comes to rescue a country, and that country has to go inward and bail into their citizens' bank accounts or pension funds or IRAs, 401ks, retirements. This has happened in 14 countries in the last 7 years. Predominantly seven large countries have done this in Europe. And so the Dodd-Frank Act, which was passed in 2010, that changes the legal requirements of the ownership of whose money it is, no longer is our money, and this was put in by the Dodd-Frank Act. There's a lot of people who have wishful thinking, and I'm one of them, that they will repeal this thing. Let's put it into perspective, though. Trump has never said he's going to repeal the Dodd-Frank Act. Steve Mnuchin, who's the new Treasury Secretary, and he's worked for Goldman Sachs for 17 years. He was the one that was the CEO of the bank that bought out IndyMac Bank, One West Bank, and they foreclosed on 36,000 homes, mostly in California. He's a money guy. He understands the Dodd-Frank Act, and he was on CNBC just 2 days ago saying they are not repealing the Dodd-Frank Act. He says all they're going to do is take out that one portion of the Dodd-Frank Act where it requires erroneous reporting requirements of small banks to the Fed, which doesn't allow small banks to give out business loans to small businesses. This is why we never got the money out to the place where it should have been when we created quantitative easing. They're going to redo that portion of the Dodd-Frank Act and leave the rest intact. So the bail-in is still on the table, 100%.
Wow. Well, that doesn't excite me to no end, but hey. All right, so talk about that. Now, you have a white paper for the coming bail-in. And you tell people, I joke with people all the time, because there's plenty of gold, silver, precious metal companies out there that send you a certificate telling you that your precious metals are in good hands and your money is now gone. But, you know, you don't really get it in your hand. So explain to people how they can get a copy of your coming bail-in and how it is that they can get physical metals in their hands, actual hands.
The Bail-In Report is now in its fifth edition. It explains everything what I just did and explain what a bail-in is and all the countries. It lists them. It talks about what happened. It also talks about how our country has done this, a test on this five times in the last 3 years. They've done a bail-in. We had no squabbles. It was ironic how this was done by the Treasury Secretary and the actual dollar amounts that they took. So the report is very detailed. It explains the Dodd-Frank Act, and they can get that. Also, a white paper that goes with that on how you can roll over your IRA into physical precious metals and take possession of your metals without a tax liability. And that's one of the quite a few things that separate us from most of the companies out there. Not a whole lot of companies know how to do this. There's a legal way of doing this, and a lawyer's figured that out, and he's put this together. And so we've done thousands of these through him, and a lot of people are taking physical possession of their metals in their retirement, their 401ks and IRAs with no tax liability.
Yeah, this all this money investments and what have you are so tough, especially on young people, because they don't get it, they don't understand it, they can't really put it all together yet. And one of the things, and I'm not saying this in full transparency, because David is a sponsor of mine or Bradley's for that matter. It's just that in dealing with David on a personal level, David is a very upright man of integrity and honest guy. And when it comes to your money, you really need to have people that aren't trying to get you to buy. You need people that are trying to get you to understand how the process works, understand when it's right for you, and understand how much of your income or what you can do in your current position to start saving for yourself. And so you really don't want to call into one of those high pressure places. And I hear horror stories about people buying gold and silver all the time. My personal opinion is at least have a conversation with David. At least find out what's right for you and your family. It's not a one size fits all thing, right, David?
Absolutely not. We have a thing called the Financial Blueprint. That's a tailor-made portfolio review, helping people get into the right type of metals for their belief, their philosophy, and the dollar amount and duration that they're working with. You know, right now I'm also writing a newsletter that will be out next week that goes into detail of this deglobalization, because we're going to have higher prices in our economy, evidenced by they're now seeing people building buildings now, and this is going to be inflationary. We're going to see gold going up. Silver went up a whole bunch today, almost 3%. We are moving towards a high debt structure, which is going to work against our country, and something's going to give here. I hope it's not the bail-in, but get some facts, get some information under your belt. People perish for lack of knowledge or wisdom. Let's get some knowledge.
I agree with you, David. I always appreciate the time that you're with me. Let people know how they can get a hold of you. I mean, we tell them to call you. Now they got to tell them how to get to you.
They can get a hold of us a couple ways. I'm the traditional guy. Pick up the phone and call 844-715-7311. I'll say it again, 844-715-7311, or at the web at landmarkgold.com, and then get those information packets out to them from one of my guys.
And so for my dad, who says we talk way too fast, Dad, get your pencil out. That's your pencil. That's right. 844. You got that? Okay, good. 715. Okay, faster. 7311. 7311. David, always a pleasure to have you on with me. You do clear things up for me. Appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, in for Bradley Dean. He'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.